Look, it is in the middle of winter, and we can't expect events like what we're having now at the moment, and maybe for the next number of weeks, who knows? So I suppose it's about being mindful of our surroundings as farmers, and just to be careful for ourselves for a start, because if we cannot actually look after our own interests, then we're no addition to animals or anything else. So that's the main thing, is to be mindful of the surroundings. It is a dangerous time of the year, especially if you have ice and snow on the foot and things like that. You know, without helping ourselves or looking after ourselves, we can't tend to our stock and our livestock and everything else. So that's the first thing. This time of the year, like, seed supplies are good enough. It's January, so we expect winter. And it's basically to kind of do what's safe to do in the middle of the day when the day is bright and we have good, you know, eye of what's happening. There's one thing I would say with the ash problem, and I've seen it happening actually this morning, some branches falling off ash trees is dead. You see, the weight of the snow is actually causing them to break off the weight of the snow. So it is another thing to be watchful for, and your surroundings, of course, and all of that. But that's probably more some of the major things, you know, just being mindful, and, you know, it's difficult conditions for everyone, especially travelling on the road. Just slow down. Like, even though they say a road is gritted, it doesn't mean to say you travel at 80 or 100 kilometres. Use caution, use, you know, your best judgement, and slow down. And if anything does happen then, and that is very likely in these conditions, well, there's a lesser chance of having a, you know, a serious accident or incident.
And that's it, Michael, isn't it? That it's very important in this, when these events are occurring and this weather is here, that you're very mindful of the situation and you take into consideration the impacts it can have. And like you're saying, you got to prioritise your own health and safety first. And then once that is done, then you can focus on maybe some routes you can take towards animal welfare in this kind of weather.
Correct. And you'll always get time. Farmers are well used to these conditions. And, you know, they have plans for looking after stock. And even if there's heavy frost, water can be a problem. But there's ways and means around that. And same with tractors and batteries and, you know, things like that. There's pressure and everything else, including our own batteries. And we keep ourselves charged as well as the machinery and the stock. Everything should be fine.